Now, the latest from Cairo News Radio and MyNorthwest.com.
I'm Paul Holden. Governor Jay Inslee loosens the state's indoor masks mandate, effective March 21st. He says that's when face coverings will no longer be required in schools, restaurants, gyms, and other private businesses.
There are some places where masks still will be required in healthcare settings, in outpatient, dental, long-term care, and correctional facilities.
And federal rules still require masks be worn on school buses and public transit. Meanwhile, mandatory vaccine checks at large events will end on March 1st. It was another big turnout by gun owners and gun safety advocates. Restricting large capacity magazines moves through the legislature. Cairo News Radio's Hannah Scott reports.
The long-sought policy bans the sale, manufacture, and distribution of large capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Thousands weighed in on the issue through written and oral testimony during a House committee yesterday.
These magazines make instances of gun violence especially deadly.
Magazine capacity does not determine the amount of damage that can be inflicted.
Shooter was able to kill 17 students and staff within a matter of seconds.
Citizens will simply step across the state line since this ban is completely unenforceable.
Bill already cleared the Senate and is quickly on the move in the House with a committee vote set for tomorrow. Hannah Scott, Cairo News Radio.
The King County Board of Health has voted to repeal its decades-old mandatory helmet law for bicycle riders. Members say the law disproportionately affected communities of color. The action came despite criticism from some in the medical and legal community. Your Cairo News Radio forecast, cloudy overnight with lows in the low 40s. Cloudy for your Friday, only getting up into the high 40s as well. I'm Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.
Your best source for local news, serving Western Washington and the world with a Cairo News Radio app. Always streaming live on your smart speakers. You're listening to Cairo News Radio, Northwest News.